Compass FM on a Friday morning. Every Friday morning we have a chat with my mate Mark. Mark Tier. G'day Mark, how are you, man?
G'day Kerry, welcome back, by the way. I'm good, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, last week she was a wee bit rough around the edges, but we carried on, and Steph looked after you nicely. So this weekend, it's a pretty light as far as sport's concerned. We've certainly got some of the big ones, like a Rugby World Cup. When are the All Blacks playing? When are they playing, and who are they playing?
They're playing Namibia tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow morning. So get up and have some bacon, eggs, baked beans, you know, this stuff. Yeah, it's going to be a... it should be an easy one, but easy games, you know, for the All Blacks aren't easy, you know.
Did you hear what David Campese had to say this morning on the news?
No, I didn't. No, I missed that.
Well, my eyes rolled around in my head hearing David Campese sort of criticising the All Blacks. I went, yeah, right, David, you know. But he's saying that the All Blacks 15, run-on 15, is very or quite strong, but the reserves are nowhere near it. So, interesting. Interesting for the whole tournament. He's saying we're not going to get out of the past the quarterfinals. Who knows?
I heard that as well, because France is going to play Italy, and France might, you know, drop that game and let Italy win. But, you know, who knows about that one?
That's conspiracy theories, Mark. Let's not get into that. I mean, gee whiz.
And some other games in the Rugby World Cup for the weekend. Ireland versus Tonga, that's Sunday morning, 7 o'clock.
That'd be a good one to get up to watch that one. That would be a good one to watch, yep.
And on Monday morning, there's two cracking games. Australia versus Fiji, that's going to be another good game. That's 3:45 on Monday morning, Pool C and Pool D.
Yep.
England versus Japan, that's 7 o'clock. So that'll be, come on Japan for that one. I like to see Japan for an upset, but, you know, who knows?
Well, I've done it before, haven't they? Japan have done it before at Rugby World Cup. So, good luck to them. Hey, the league, the big league, if we win this game, the Warriors, I mean, we are going to go to the grand final, is that right?
Yes. No. The Warriors, they play Newcastle on tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But if we win that game, we play the Brisbane Broncos in Brisbane. That's for the semi-final.
Okay.
And the Storm are playing the Roosters tonight. That's another final, quarter-final.
Yep.
And everyone's out of those two. They play the Panthers next weekend. So
we're still maybe a couple of weeks away from finding out whether the finalists for the NRL. Well, go the Warriors, eh? You know, up the Waz. Is that how you say it?
Up the Waz.
That's the first time I've ever said that. Up the Waz. I can't stop now. Up the Waz. It's Black Caps cricket. Let's have a chat about that.
Yeah, Black Caps tonight. If you want an all-nighter, just stay up all night to watch the Black Caps. They're 2-1 down at the moment. So last game tonight, so they could square the series up. Then just stay up all night, watch the cricket, then stay up tomorrow morning and watch the All Blacks and have a good sleep the next on Sunday before the Warriors.
So, I haven't done that since the 90s, Mark. I don't think I'm going to do that. You know, got to get my beauty sleep and that sort of thing. Got to do that.
Yeah, if you want to watch some sport on Sunday, can we play Southland? That Bunnings Cup. That's for the sport. And got one quick thing on the 5th of October. Wayne Smith is putting a book out at the Belfast Rugby Club.
Yep.
There's few tickets left. It starts at 6 o'clock on the 5th of October. If you want to get some tickets, there's not many left. So give Liz McFadden a ring on his cell phone, 027-4633-644. So, yeah.
Liz McFadden, QSM, yeah, 20, I believe.
Yeah, $20 a ticket. You won't get Wayne Smith booked for the evening, and, you know, it should be a crack night. So, yeah, 5th of October. Yeah, that's all the sport. Keep your eye on the ball. Have a great weekend. Go to the All Blacks. Go to Waz and go Canterbury.
Good on you, mate. My mate Mark. He's back again next Friday about the same time.
Compass FM.